Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, Kenny, you missed a whole bunch of stuff, and I always wonder, like, when I'm on vacation, I try to stay away from a lot of the stuff going on, so sometimes I'm a little off the grid, but you were right here in Cleveland.
Yes.
So it's not like you could avoid anything, and you were watching games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you had a lot of stuff you were desperate to get off your chest. Not so much so that you would call
into
the show.
No, but. Yeah, I'm not going to call in. If you asked, I'm going to do it, but I don't want to just call in and try to insert myself in certain areas where I don't need to be inserted, so especially because that'd be a tight fit. So I don't want to do that. So, yeah, just let me have it. Let me have it. Let's go.
All right.
Because I got a lot of takes on a lot of things.
All right. We're going to give you your time. When you are ready to move on with a topic, you let us know.
How long should we give him?
Maybe
a minute?
As much as he needs, really.
As much as you need?
He's just yelling at me to, okay, move on. Let's go.
All right.
Do that.
Let's go. Let's start the clock. And on we go. We start out with the fact Dale Ryder and I got a chance to have a nice conversation with the brand new cornerback for the Cleveland Browns, Greedy Williams. And when I asked him, hey, Cleveland, what first came to your mind? He said, LeBron. Did you have any issues with that, Kenny? Some people did.
No, because it's 2019. A lot of people outside the country and in the country outside of Cleveland think about LeBron when they think about Cleveland. I know some people have a problem with that. However, I disagree with you that I think it's always going to be that way. I think things can change. I think there was a time that when people thought Boston sports, they thought Larry Bird. I think that when you think now, at least in our category, just thinking in sports the way a lot of guys do, I think they think of Tom Brady. I think someday if Baker Mayfield's able to acquire multiple championships, they'll think of Baker with Cleveland because LeBron will be a global icon and the Cleveland part of it will be secondary.
Good.
Yeah.
You beat it. All right,
yeah.
We move on. Here we go.
Here we go.
Get your breath. John Beilein, 66 years old, never been in the NBA at all, and here he is, the head coach of the Cleveland Cavs.
I usually hate college hires. I thought it might be a bad thing to hire a college coach. But at 66 years old, he's not going to try to be here forever. I disagree with you. And if it were 3 years, I don't think that would be an utter failure. And you got young guys. And now that you don't have the number one overall pick, and I don't think Zion Williamson would be a problem for him either, I kind of deal with it. I'm kind of okay with it. So we'll see what he's able to do. I think he could have made a lot worse hires out there. He made a decent hire.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just barely snuck it
two
in.
Two for two.
Two for two. I think it's going to get a little harder,
you'll get me.
All right, here we go. In Lakerland, they seemed a bit lost looking for their head coach. They have settled in on Frank Vogel and Jason Kidd to be second in command.
I mean, I can make this pretty simple. So by Christmas, is Jason Kidd going to usurp his power and take away and be the head coach?
That quick?
By Christmas? I predict by December 25th. Jason Kidd is the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Go ahead and hit the buzzer.
Oh, already.
Okay.
That guy is a snake and is going to undercut him the best he can.
All right. NBA lottery did not exactly work out for the Cavs, although by percentage, they got the pick they were supposed to get, which was fifth. Were you disappointed, and do you think we need to change the lottery?
Obviously, I was disappointed, but no, I don't think we need to change the lottery. I don't think it's going to take away tanking at all. I think it only enhances the tanking, because now any team that has any sort of a shot whatsoever, like both the Lakers and the Pelicans, they're going to try to tank. But I think if you were really mad and you were saying that it was rigged, you were just mad and you had sour grapes because your favorite team didn't get the number one overall pick.
All right, would you like to see the lottery in the NFL?
Hit it. Yes. I think for the opposite reasons. Hear me out. You might need to give me more time. No, come
on.
Oh,
we're moving on. Adam Gase had all sorts of dysfunction there with the Jets.
Buzzer buzz.
Kenny, once you've been buzzed, you move on. Maybe
we'll let me explain.
Maybe we'll try to find some time later in the show if we have it, but we have to move on.
Don't harsh the buzz.
Adam Gase, a disaster there with the Jets. What do you think of all the dysfunction with the GM getting fired?
I am not going to sit here and do champion's pose because I know you want me to.
Olivier Vernon says everyone needs to shut up about OBJ. Says he's a great teammate and he would know he played with him.
Some of you guys out there do need to shut up.
Freddie says once and for all, hell yeah, we want to be the Patriots. Why wouldn't we?
Who wouldn't want to be the Patriots? You ain't going to give me any more time.
I want to hear your thoughts on
this. Who wouldn't want to be the Patriots? I don't understand how that's a bad thing to want to be the Patriots. How would you not want to be the Patriots? All these fans who called up for years saying they want to be the Patriots.
Kareem Hunt had a press conference last week. 18 minutes, by the way, being bombarded with journalists asking questions about whether he's a changed man. He also, turns out, got baptized over the weekend.
Good for him. Hopefully he changes.
Baker Mayfield and OBJ going back and forth with prominent national sports talk show host Colin Cowherd. Like to get your thoughts on all of that, Kenny.
Don't feed the trolls. Even though it seems to motivate you too, so fine, go ahead and feed the trolls. But if it comes back on you, good God, it's going to be even worse. But I would still say don't feed the trolls.
You still have more of your allotted time left.
No, I'm fine.
You have a lot more time.
Let me tell you, I'm not going to say anything bad about Adam Gase.
Zion, should he go back to school and avoid the Pelicans?
I think if Adam Gase...
College players benefiting off their likeness. Let's talk about it.
I'm not going to sit there and make a big deal
Oscar
about Adam
Mercado, Gase. Oscar Mercado, your time is up, and he is up to the big leagues right now. What'd you think over the weekend? You think it was the right time?
Fine, I'll give it to you. The Jets or the new Browns.
Are you worried about the Minnesota Twins? Boy, they have firm command of this division. Still four games in a loss column ahead of your Cleveland Indians.
Hey, you saw that press conference. He looked like a character from Men in Black who had his skin pulled over.
Draymond Green. Boy, very controversial over the weekend when I tweeted he's a top 15 player in the NBA. Is he overrated or is he underrated?
Top 15's a little high.
Steph and Seth, the battle of brothers. Steph says he takes it easy on him at times, and in fact, so much so that he scored 16 points, a career playoff high, while Steph Curry was guarding him, and Steph gave him the ball four times, needless turnovers.
Jose used to do the same with Ozzie with groupies back with the Oakland A's. You'd take it easy on him, too. That is the most disrespectful thing you could possibly do. You turn it over to him on purpose?
Nathan Lake, are there any scenarios where the Cavs can move up to three and still pick number five?
Trade Kevin Love, maybe?
Stu Feiner says, for all that are feeling a void in your life, an amazing experience is going unnoticed. Billions having its best season, well-written, and great character development.
I'm surprised you didn't ask me about Game of Thrones yet.
That was coming up next.
Eventually. I'm done. You can't cut me off in the middle of a great Adam Gase take.
We did go through the list and the lottery. We didn't even hear the lottery.
Can I give you my NFL lottery scenario? Please let me give you my NFL lottery scenario.
Okay, how do we think it went? Did Ken...
What, the lottery?
No, well, no. Now it's over. Now the thing's over. How did I do?
I thought you were getting to Game of Thrones.
Are you we do have to talk about that.
The Game of Thrones won't even get to Game of
Thrones. None of us watched it. Kenny and I didn't watch the whole series. I thought I was going to get started this summer, and now I ask you.
Well, now I can't watch it because everybody says it sucks. So why do I want to watch something that ends terribly? I don't think I want to do it. Can I just explain to you my thought on the NFL?
Okay. Go ahead. You don't need him on the clock.
Don't hit the clock. Okay. Don't hit the clock.
It's just going to make him anxious.
I just want to see if you agree. My thinking is this. Every team that doesn't make the playoffs.
That's it. And we're out of time. 216-578-0092 if you want to get Ken's thoughts on something that he might have missed over the last week.
Would you stop? All right. Every team. He's going to do it again.
We're done. Andy gets mad when we do the run down the hall. Our boss does not like that.
Every team. Every team that doesn't make the postseason.
He's coming down.
Every team that doesn't make the postseason, they're thrown into the lotto. You get one ping pong ball. So 12 teams makes the postseason. What is that? That's 20 teams that are that get one ping pong ball. No matter if you finished 9-6-1 and you didn't make the postseason like the Pittsburgh Steelers, or you finished 4-12 or 1-15 or whatever it might be, you get one ping pong ball for number one. So the worst, if you are 1-15, the worst you can draft is two. Okay? But you get the number one overall pick, because I think that it actually reduces the amount of tanking. What's the point of tanking if you're not guaranteed the number one overall? If you can go out and try to make an effort, that takes away the reward. And I'm talking about GMs, because players and coaches are always trying to win. But general managers, if you're looking at number two, I don't think a lot of general managers think the way that a lot of fans do. I don't think a lot of general managers think, well, we have the number two pick. We could always get this guy or that guy, and that guy could fall. Nuh-uh. I think that general managers have a feeling where, and you remember John Dorsey. John Dorsey had one quarterback in mind. It wasn't, well, we could wait until number four to take a quarterback. No, you wanted number one to take your quarterback. That's who you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think now with the new system, just hear me out. If you were to put the lottery in there, the number one pick, whoever gets it, they move to number one. That makes it even better. It doesn't reward perennial losing, like I hate to say the Browns have been for 20 years. It doesn't reward tanking the way that the Dolphins might be doing, and yes, Sashi Brown did. It doesn't reward that. But it also, if you really want it, it also makes you pay the piper. So if you're 9-7, say the Browns go 9-7 this year and they don't make the playoffs, God forbid, all right? And they get number one overall again. You have a quarterback class, but Baker was great. They had some injuries. Things went badly, but you know Baker's your guy. You have a top three quarterback class. Can you imagine the calls that John Dorsey's going to get for number one overall at a 9-7 football team with that number one pick, especially with whoever's number two and number three and whatever? Because a lot of fans will say, well, they'll get whoever will fall to you. But you know as well as I do, not a general manager. You don't think that adds spice to everything? And
well,
I think it helps hold your own football team accountable.
Look, you know, last week we had a big conversation about what would an NBA look like if you didn't have a draft at all, meaning players got to go and it was like free agency. Players got to go to the teams with cap space. So this would be obviously just kind of like your opinion. This would dramatically reshape the way that that league works.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how many teams are really tanking in the NFL? And do you think there's going to be more and more and more, as we saw it might have worked out for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, I think there's a bit of natural tanking, and I hate to say it, but when they held out OBJ towards the end of the year with the injuries in New York, what's the point of playing him if he's going to be injured if he's playing injured? What's the point of playing certain guys? They did the same thing with Cam Newton. What's the point of playing him if his shoulder's separated? Let's just play Derek Anderson. What the hell?
So when a season gets away from you.
Yes, there's a little bit of natural tanking that goes in when a season gets away from you. But now, I think that you're going to have that level, but the number one spot, you don't have any better of an odd with your losing than any one of the others. We want our favorite teams to win. It only encourages winning.
Yes. So we're doing this ping pong ball system, right?
Yeah.
Are we doing this before or after free agency?
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, you bring up an interesting thing there.
You know, people have said in the past
that.
People have said in the past. I've heard people say that the calendar is a little bit screwed up in the NFL. That they should reverse. They should reverse the draft and free agency.
No, I think. Well, I think you should really do it after.
Well, a team like the Jaguars, they paid Nick Foles how much money to go to Jacksonville? Do they now wait it out when they know they're missing a quarterback and that's it? But they could potentially get. You know, if they got one of these guys in the draft.
Yeah, I think there is no point where free agency just ends. Like, there's still free agency right now, technically.
Right, technically.
So, say you give it, free agency starts first week of March, whatever it might be, second week of March. You wait until April 1st. You have the lotto on April 1st. You have 3 weeks, then you have the lotto. And then, what if the Jaguars were to get the number one overall pick? Well, what does that do to change what certain scenarios are for free agents out there? Then maybe you have to wait. Maybe there's a couple of waiting games going, well, if we get the number one pick, but if you're the Jaguars and your odds are no better than what the other ones are out there, do you really want to wait to see if you get the number one pick to go get a quarterback? Because, again, if you're not, the worst you can do is one spot below where you were originally going to draft. So if you were the worst team in the NFL and someone gets the number one pick and they pop over you, the worst you're going to draft is two. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Man? Yeah. I'm trying to wrap my head around the fact that I don't think teams in the NFL in that league where, just because obviously the Browns were historically bad for a few years, really 3 years, they had the 3-13 year into it. They were trying to win in one of those years. And another year they probably knew they weren't going to win, but
they tore down too much.
They did.
It wasn't going to all bounce back in 1 year. Remember, they didn't take a quarterback, so how could it bounce back in 1 year?
Which is unbelievable.
They took a quarterback in the second round. Well, again, if Baker ends up being the guy who works out.
But you know, when you don't have a quarterback, you should take it. That's why the Giants were skewered for not taking one the year before and taking a running back.
But that is a part of the problem here, is that you see teams that kind of wait around and do whatever. And now you're seeing Miami, where Miami might be, for a lot of it, they're getting rid of salary. They are bringing in draft picks. We'll see what Josh Rosen's able to do. But it seems to a lot of people that they are going down the same line of thinking, including Evan Silva. And you know, we've had back and forth with him, that they are going down the same level of thinking that what Sashi did. Where that if we do it for this year, yeah, the fans are going to be upset, but we can get that quarterback. Why should I, as a football team, they already do it in the NBA, we complain about it. Football, there are 16 weeks to try to win. Everything is supposed to be about winning. I'm supposed to tell my fan base that spends money on season tickets, that spends money to go to the game, why should I encourage them to stay away for a year, cost myself, have them question me for a season where I could still say, listen, this is the way it goes. You might not get number one overall. You need to go out there and try to win.
I
think it encourages trying to go for it.
But, you know, part of sports, and this is why we get in debates about basketball and whether they should get rid of the lottery or not, or how you're going to do things to either incentivize or de-incentivize tanking or what have you. In the NFL, part of it is supposed to be with the salary cap and the way things work is that you're supposed to be good then bad, then good then bad. Like, every team is supposed to have a shot. You're really not supposed to be like the Patriots and be good this many years. The cap and the way the draft works is supposed to kind of prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the Browns and you have a bad season because maybe your players got injured or you just had mismanagement, how is the fan base supposed to look forward to things when you go 1-15 and then the next year you're sitting there, you're getting bumped
and
down seven?
Well, no, you're only at number two.
So you're only allowing one.
It's one ball per team who did make the playoffs.
Okay, so you can only go down one spot.
So 9-17 right, could get the number one spot. And then if you're 9-7.
I don't hate that as much
then. Again, just think about this. How big of a disappointment would this year be for the Browns if they didn't make the playoffs? Huge.
Yeah.
What if you got that number one pick? Teams will be calling your phone off because you know you're keeping Baker, more than likely. You know you're keeping Baker. What would they offer for that number one quarterback? Because, again, people would sit there and go, well, you'll just get whoever's there at number two. That's the way fans think. That's not the way general managers think. Dave Gettleman.
Bad Browns GMs thought that way.
Exactly. And this is an ugly example for a lot of people because Dave Gettleman's name is Mud. Dave Gettleman was thinking Daniel Jones that entire time. That was his guy. Like John Dorsey was thinking Baker Mayfield the entire time. They have one guy who they really want. They're not flipping coins like fans might. I'm just saying, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Is anybody in on Ken's new system? I love that we're debating these things, because why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we question the way all – nothing's perfect, so I like the way
– hold you accountable.
I love it. All right, 216-578-0092.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.